Department has announced criminal charges against 7 Russian intelligence officers in connection with attempting to penetrate the computer networks of anti-doping officials and organizations investigating Russia's use of chemical weapons. Assistant Attorney General John Demers, who announced the charges, said the Russians belong to GRU, Russia's military intelligence organization. He added Dutch officials announced earlier that they expelled 4 GRU officers after catching them with spy equipment next to the Chemical Weapons Watchdog Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
Our indictment today charges some of the same Russian operatives caught in The Hague, along with their colleagues in Moscow, as part of a conspiracy to hack a variety of individuals and organizations in the United States, Canada, and Europe, to obtain information or access that was then exploited for the benefit of the Russian government.
Russia's foreign ministry denied the accusation, dismissing them as fantasies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is moving forward with the confirmation process for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time to move ahead with the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
5 days of public hearings, 65 private meetings with senators.
McConnell has set a cloture vote for Friday morning, but first, all 100 senators will have the chance to read the new FBI investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh. The FBI report is being treated with utmost secrecy. It's expected the report will be reviewed by senators in a secure room normally reserved for only classified matters. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A U.S. federal judge has ordered a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from ending protections that have allowed about 300,000 people from various countries to live and work in the United States. This is VOA News. Indonesian quake survivors take refuge at a camp in Sulawesi Island. At least 1,400 people have been confirmed dead, and that count does not include more remote areas. We get more from Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
Indonesian quake survivors taking refuge at a camp on Sulawesi Island. More than 1,000 people are confirmed dead, and that count still doesn't include more remote areas. 6 days after the quake and tsunami, and rescue workers are still struggling to reach everyone in need. One survivor from a town outside the main city told Reuters over a crackling phone line that it's a zombie town, and victims have been left to scavenge for their food. Desperate residents pleaded with President Joko Widodo during his visit to the disaster zone on Wednesday.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to speak soon and expected to criticize China on several key subjects that will likely escalate the already rising tensions between the two nations. He'll call recent Chinese action in the South China Sea reckless harassment and will vow to not stand down in that disputed waters that China claims it owns. We get more from Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
Pence is also set to bring up another sore spot, Taiwan. The speech has him saying Taiwan's embrace of democracy shows a better path for all Chinese people. That's likely to rattle Beijing, which sees Taiwan as its own renegade province. On trade, Pence is also set to push the rhetoric further, accusing Chinese officials of trying to influence business leaders to condemn the Trump administration. The speech has him saying Beijing threatened to deny a business license for an American corporation if it refused to speak out against Trump's trade measures, although exactly which company he's referring to isn't disclosed.
And it's Ryan Brooks with Reuters reporting. Pakistan's top diplomat said Wednesday that his talks with senior Trump administration officials have been useful, and it did help halt the slide into the crisis hit bilateral relations. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi acknowledged the war in Afghanistan dominated his discussions with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. First Lady Melania Trump has visited the former slave-holding facility on Ghana's coast, calling it very emotional and really something that people should see and experience. On the second day of her goodwill trip to Africa, the U.S. First Lady visited the Cape Coast Castle, one of about 40 slave castles built on the Gold Coast of West Africa by European traders. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.